Ann Coulter, Republicans opposing national emergency at southern border are not principled at all. By John Binder on March 4, 2019. New York Times best-selling author and populist conservative columnist Ann Coulter says Republican lawmakers opposing President Trump's national emergency declaration at the United States-Mexico border are not principled at all. In an interview with talk radio host Howie Carr, Coulter slammed Republicans in the House and Senate who have announced that they will vote to oppose Trump's emergency declaration at the southern border, despite the region's widespread drug trafficking and mass illegal immigration. Coulter, specifically, called out Senator Rand Paul, RKY, who has announced that he, along with other Republicans in the Senate, will oppose the national emergency at the southern border. "And that's why I do not think it is principled at all for Rand Paul to be voting against the national emergency declaration," Coulter said. "Look, I know this may sound principled to the libertarian types, but I'm sorry, it is an emergency just because no one else was willing to deal with it, no other president. Compare it to every other declared national emergency and ask how many Americans were being killed by those national emergencies compared to this national emergency," Coulter continued. "I don't think this is principled at all. For those of you who know anyone who votes in Kentucky, you should tell them to call and complain to Senator Rand Paul. There are currently 31 national emergencies in effect, as Breitbart News senior legal editor Ken Klukowski has noted. These include President Carter's 1979 emergency responding to Iran-sponsored terrorism, President Clinton's 1995 emergency over narcotics trafficking, President George W. Bush's 2001 emergency regarding the 9/11 terrorist attacks, President Obama's 2015 emergency suspending entry to the U.S. for some Venezuelans." Paul joins Senators Tom Tillis, RNC, Lisa Murkowski, RAK, and Susan Collins, Army, and 47 Senate Democrats in opposing Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border. Senators Mitt Romney, RUT, Cory Gardner, RCO, and Marco Rubio, RFL, have yet to say how they will vote. Similarly, former Republican lawmakers mostly aligned to the globalist political establishment have demanded that the GOP-Dem split Congress terminate the emergency declaration. This year, researchers project that up to 500,000 illegal aliens will successfully cross the U.S.-Mexico border and make it into the country, undetected by Border Patrol. Similarly, the country is on track for more than 600,000 border apprehensions in 2019, a level of illegal immigration that has not been seen since former President George W. Bush.